I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Great to be here with you today. And this is Debbie Dashinger, just back from the desert, Palm Springs. And in about 4 days, I am flying back out to the beautiful Austin, Texas, where I will be one of the icons of influence at the New Media Summit. It's the third time I've been asked to go, and it's exquisite to meet people who are doing huge things out in the world and finding the ways to get more exposure. It's always my honor and pleasure to be there. And today, a little later on the show, Christy Whitman is here, and she's going to talk about quantum success. 7 essential laws for a thriving, joyful, and prosperous relationship with work and money. She'll be on later on Dare to Dream. And I want to talk to you because this has come up in people who have had conversations or things I've seen online about a reminder surrounding the subject of caretaking and overgiving. A lot of people fall into this, and I don't think it's a win-win. So I really want to address caretaking and overgiving because, pulling back the curtain, you know. 2 years ago, I had a very significant relationship breakup. It caused a lot of pain, a lot of chaos. And in the aftermath and my healing of the surprising breakup after 10 years, what I discovered is that I had, in some very important places, sacrificed myself for somebody else. Ouch. So it was a big surprise because in my estimation and all the self-development and spiritual growth, I had really dealt with this. I had looked at caretaking, overgiving, codependence, all of it. I thought I worked it out. I healed this. But apparently there were new pieces of the same issue I really needed to take a look at if I was going to move forward whole and healthy. I just want to reflect on something that Ariel Ford said. She was on this show interviewed, and she very powerfully said, you know, spiritual people think they're fully healed, but they're not. We work on ourselves. We heal. We move forward. But sometimes our shit comes up, and we learn to manage it. You don't have to be fully healed to live your life. You are healed enough already. So I love that very compassionate statement. And it means that for us all, right? We're all working on these bits and pieces of ourselves, but that shit still comes up. So let's take a look at managing overgiving and caretaking. When we are in touch with our feelings, as well as sometimes healthy anger, we're going to set healthy boundaries. I know that first we need to value ourselves so we can break the caretaking habit. And the funny thing is, as soon as we decide to up our games in terms of our self-esteem, boom, people are put in our path to challenge us. So perhaps your overgiving comes from an expectation that people won't value you for what you're worth, and you will always be the giver in your relationships. For many of us, that's the pattern. And a part of you may subconsciously believe that it's okay for others to treat you in a poor way. Heck, you've been doing it so long. It seems to be the norm. I want to give you another point of view. If you're repeatedly having interactions with people who are inappropriate or selfish or toxic or narcissistic, something deeper is going on. And what's so amazing about our minds is that whatever we expect on a subconscious level is what we create. So the fact is, probably somebody in your childhood was not there for you during a crucial period of your life. Example, the absence of a parent absence of a parent can leave a child feeling absolutely abandoned, and the child's emotional needs are not met. So then he or she tends to assume that happened because I don't deserve it. I don't deserve to have my needs met. And then we go out in the world and we start replicating that all over the place. And when you didn't get adequate affection or attachment as a kid, you came up with a brilliant solution. You thought, oh, there's no love available? Then I'll be the source for everyone. And you learn to love without expecting anything in return, which is a very lonely place to be. Here's what I know. I, you, us, we don't have to be endlessly depleted to be worthy of love. We don't have to walk away with an emotional limp. It's like having a broken leg and it's never set by a doctor, and when it heals by itself, you're hobbled. So unless you reset your broken heart, your relationships are going to follow the pattern of what you learn to come to know and to accept as a child. You can choose to repair it. I promise you. I've been in process with that, and I'm really finding a voice at a whole new level and a whole new freedom. It's awesome, and it's been a very respected voice out there. You can repair your younger self and what you truly deserve and know that is acceptable, and I promise you it's much more than you're currently allowing into your life. You can also repair by receiving a lot from people. That's something you can do alone, and you can also do with others. You need nurturing and attention from people around you as well. So accept positive feedback, companionship, and all the things you desire and can expect for yourself. See yourself in a community that is fair and kind and loving, and practice being loved in an equitable way. You can take care of yourself first. And it's time to repair yourself and allow that wound of caretaking and overgiving to heal today. And I promise then you will be and find the relationship you've always been looking for. That relationship starts with you. When we come back, Christy Whitman is going to share how quantum success is in your relationship with work and money. And she's going to show how it unfolds once you learn to harness the power and energy of the universe. Christy teaches the kind of success that is created from the inside out. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Arjuna Arda, and I'm the author of the new book, Radical Brilliance. Have you ever stopped to consider why Albert Einstein came up with the general theory of relativity? Emmeline Pankhurst got the vote for women, and Steve Jobs rethought the way we understand computers and cell phones, while many of us just watch in amazement and applause on the sidelines. What is it that causes some people to have original ideas which change the world? Radical Brilliance is the answer to that question. And it presents four very different kinds of subjective experience and brainwave activity, which when they come together in a human life, radically increase your chances of being brilliant. Come visit radicalbrilliance.com, where I've prepared a free 5-day mini course that explains all of the principles of your brilliant life.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I've got Christy Whitman here. She's a transformational leader, celebrity coach, and the New York Times bestselling author of The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance. Her new book is called Quantum Success, Seven Essential Laws for a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. Christy has appeared on the Today Show and the Morning Show, and her work has been featured in People Magazine, 17, Women's Day, Hollywood Life, and Teen Vogue, among others. As the CEO and founder of Quantum Success Learning Academy and the Quantum Success Coaching Academy, 12-month Law of Attraction coaching certification programs, Christy has helped thousands of people worldwide to achieve their goals through her empowerment seminars, speaking, coaching sessions, and products. She currently lives in Arizona with her husband and her two boys. And if you want more, you can go to quantumsuccessbook.com. Christy, welcome to Dare to Dream.
Thank you, Debbie. I so appreciate you having me.
I am curious when I read, of course, I'm in Los Angeles, I would be curious, Christy Whitman, celebrity coach. What does that mean exactly? Do tell.
Well, I have the good fortune, if you will, to get to support and work with people on an energy level of leaders and celebrities. And so I work with them one-on-one to help them really elevate their own game and get them past their limiting blocks and work with their blocked energy and help them, really get into the flow of their divine. So I obviously can't reveal some of the celebrities I work with, but they're pretty amazing, fabulous people that most people would know.
You can't tell me or you'd have to kill me.
That's it. Confidentiality.
I assume these people have the same issues we do, or are they different because of the space they play in?
It's amazing. It reminds me of, I don't know if it's People Magazine or one of those, magazines that say they're just like us. They go shopping. They do this. They have the same thing. We all have limitations. We all have stuff that holds us back. And what I always say is that whenever you set a new intention, whenever you have a new desire that's birthed from within you, everything that's not of the vibration of that desire comes to the surface. And so we all need help and support in releasing those energies that have been blocked, those bushwhacks, as I like to call it, that prevent us from really opening up to the fullness of who we are. And so it doesn't matter if it's a world leader, or if it's a celebrity, or if it's, just someone that's a stay-at-home mom. I mean, we all have our growing edges. We all have our return back to our greatness and that path, and we need help on that path.
So people contending with bushwhack energy, whether they're a celebrity or someone just like us, and do you believe then, because of the work you've done and the expertise you have, that people, all people, can have anything they want regarding what they deem success to be?
Yes, I believe that, you know, not all of us want the same things, right? So some person, if you say you could be president of the United States, they're like, like Oprah, right? Everybody wants Oprah to be the next president. She doesn't want that. You know, that's not in her desire factor. That's not in her alignment. That's not what she feels called to do. So, but the things that she does feel called to do, the things that she's inspired to move into and create, yes, absolutely. So if we are given, the only one that can give us anything is the creator. If we are given an idea, an inspiration, a desire, that desire has the wherewithal to be fulfilled. It has the pure potentiality to be created. And the only limitations of doing that is the limitations that we put on ourselves. And most of us have been, you know, really raised and rooted and created in the space of lack and limitation. And so many people are arguing for their own limitations. They're finding reasons why they can't do that thing or talk themselves out of it or create that relationship or have that type of body or have that type of career success or the financial freedom that they want because they feel they don't have what it takes or they, you know, their lot in life is not that way. I mean, we have a lot of excuses and a lot of reasons why we can't create the things that we want instead of really following the flow and opening up to what's really being birthed within us.
Absolutely. I have been coaching people for many years in visibility and media, as well as creating their dreams come true. And that is exactly what I see. That's actually the biggest hurdle. More than anything else that will befall them is their own self.
Yes.
And them saying, I can't possibly. And by the time they're done with all the thought forms, it's already been done in real time. They're
yes.
not going to make it. Why bother? I'm out. So I love that you address that because I would really like to go further with this then, Christy, and find out, so how can somebody who's doing this look beyond the limitations of what they consider to be what is when they're in an unfulfilling situation in their life?
Well, I always say that whenever you have something that's either dissatisfaction or something that you're just really uncomfortable with or what we don't want, let's just call that, for lack of a better terms, contrast, what we don't want. Whenever we're faced with contrast in our lives, it's important to look at what is that contrast teaching us and what can we get clear? So if you have something that you don't want in your life, it could be the lack of career success, the lack of money, the lack of love, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It could be being stuck in traffic. It could be gaining weight, losing your keys. It doesn't matter what the level or degree of the contrast is. We want to start the shift and the focus on what do we want? So whenever you find yourself focused on what you don't want, ask yourself, well, what is it that I do want? And allow that to be an opportunity to give you that clarity. Because once we have that clarity and we can say, this is what I want, then go deeper and say, okay, why is it that I want this? Because a lot of times we think that we want something for a certain reason. And many times on the surface level, it seems like, oh yeah, I want it for, you know, this reason. I want to make more money just because I want to have more money in the bank. Well, do you really want more money, or what is it that you're after? Is it the feeling of security? Is it the feeling of fulfillment? Is it the feeling of success? We all want something. I don't care what it is, because we think we're going to have a certain feeling that we're assigning outside of ourselves when we get it. And so if we can just start to connect with that essence and really start to bring that in, start to feel fulfilled right now, start to feel successful right now, start to feel that level of satisfaction right now, we actually become a vibrational match to it, and we actually start moving in the direction. We're in the flow of it instead of resisting it.
Love that. So your new book, Quantum Success, you talk about the importance of taking care of ourselves. And I just want to hearken to this because of what I shared in the beginning about caretaking and overgiving. And in your book, you call the learning self-regulating.
Yes.
So what role does taking care of ourselves play in this ability that we all have to create quantum success?
Debbie, it's everything. Because, you know, when you think about it, our physical bodies, right? You know, if we're talking about vibration and that everything is being attracted to us by the vibration we give out, if we're feeding our bodies just a bunch of crap, you know, and therefore we don't feel good, or we're not moving our bodies, we're not exercising, or we're not getting the rest. Sometimes we eat well but we're overworking and maybe we're not resting or sleeping as much as our bodies need. You know, just doing the things that we know is self-care that most of us go, oh, it's okay. I'll just have a couple more cups of coffee instead of resting for a few minutes. Or, you know, I'll just over-caffeinate or overstimulate myself so I can get more in a day. You know, these are ways that we're not taking care of ourselves. And eventually how we feel inside of our bodies, the health that we feel inside of our own bodies has everything to do with the vibration. When we feel bad, we can't actually feel good. You know what I'm saying? It's like, think of a new mother who barely gets any sleep, that's waking up every few hours to feed the baby. I mean, those times when I think back when my kids were that age, I felt horrible because I was so tired all the time. And it's very hard to have a positive outcome and to reach for your greatness and to actually go for what you desire when you're exhausted.
Right. So then what are daily practices we can do that will actually support us to self-regulate and take care of ourselves first?
Well, you know, it is a very individual thing because some people may work out too much and they need to pull back on maybe the level of workouts that they do. Some people actually need to start getting off the couch and moving their bodies. And it doesn't mean they have to go start pumping weights, but maybe they start doing yoga or they start walking or start doing something to actually move their energy. Some people, it might be they need to sleep less. Other people, it might mean they need to sleep more. I mean, we each are individuals and we have to really self-regulate. And what I mean by self-regulate is we have to connect with ourselves to know, what do I need? Do I need to eat, or do I need to drink more water, or do I need to rest? Do I need to move my body? Do I need to eat differently? Do I need to release, maybe stop drinking pots of coffee every day, or, you know, 6-pack of Diet Pepsi, or, you know, stop eating as much sugar, or maybe put in more fruits and vegetables, or, you know, the things that we know when we really connect with our own bodies, and even adding in practices like meditation. You know, doing things that align our mind with what we do want, whether it's affirmations or, you know, putting in different guided meditations or different things that make us feel good and that elevate us. You know, it's really different for every person and what our own, if we're like pushing and striving and, you know, but we have no connection internally, you know, those are things that we need to check in with ourselves and say, what could I be doing to make myself feel better?
Mm. You know, one of the specialties that Christy Whitman offers us, listeners, is how we can harness the power and energy of the universe. So you're going to want to stay tuned after this break, because she's going to teach you about how you can set yourself up for success. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. I'll be right back.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer, it's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, host of the syndicated award-winning radio and podcast show, Dare to Dream. Do you have a dream inside of you? Dare to Dream is all about making people successful in a changing world. And the mantra is dare to create your dreams into your reality. In fact, dare to live bigger than what seems possible, because you can. We're live every Wednesday at 12 Pacific time on BBS Radio. You can also listen on iTunes, Player FM, iVoox, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. As Justin Shank, our subscriber, wrote, an absolute rock star host who gets great conversation from her guests, motivation, inspiration, and insightful advice in this Do Not Miss Dare to Dream podcast. We look forward to connecting with you live every Wednesday. Dare to Dream. If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast. And I'm interviewing Christy Whitman. Again, website is quantumsuccessbook.com. So, Christy, setting ourselves up for success, I know you say success is definitely created from the inside out. So I'm curious about the internal alignment. So we've got this high vision of what success looks like on the outside. How do we set ourselves up to actually create that success?
Well, I love that you're asking this question, because really the secret for me and the success that I've had in every aspect of my life is really about alignment and then momentum. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that are out there doing, pushing, striving, going for, you know, doing more, you know, and it's like they're exhausted, right? But what's missing is that internal alignment. And what I mean by internal alignment is really harnessing the feeling of success, being in that space, knowing that the thoughts that you think, the perspective that you hold, the words that you say, things that you write, the everything that you do, everything that's emanating from your physical body is all in alignment with abundance, with the fact that it's an expectation that success is inevitable, and that's the only expectation that you have. And really holding and feeling what it feels like in every action step that you take, whether it's writing an email, calling someone on the phone, doing a radio show, getting up on stage, you know, showing up for the sales, you know, meeting, whatever it is, whatever we have to do in the physical world, we have to remember that we're both metaphysical and physical. Mm-hmm. And we combine the two, the internal energy, the things that are unseen, really the feeling, the essence, combined with taking action, because there's people that meditate all day long and they're all aligned, but they're not taking any action. It's both and.
Right. Both and. Perfect. And now I really want to point out, when you say what you do, that first of all, you're a living example of this, right? This is your whatever number book you're putting out very successfully, New York Times bestseller. I know you speak on stage. I have seen you, I think you had a YouTube ad, PBS, whatever. I mean, you're big out there. And because I've read your book, this was not always your story. So just so people can see the inception of where you started and where you are right now, would you just tell us a bit of your journey so we see how you truly are living what you teach?
Yes. I mean, I always say I wish I could take everybody and just like turn them from the inside out. Because for me, you know, 20 years ago when I learned this information, like most people, you know, I bought into what people said I need to do or have or be in order to be or feel successful. So went to college, got a degree, you know, had this great paying job, money in the bank, had my body, you know, was running a, I literally had a, was working for a wine company and managing several states, you know, and it was a great job. I mean, my 20s, you know, being in Chicago, and I had to go and, you know, meet the managers of restaurants and eat there and drink. And so I ate and drank my way through Chicago. It was fantastic.
What a great city to do that in.
Yes, truly. But I felt so unfulfilled, and I was working so hard to make all, like, you know, it's almost like the guy at the circus that's spinning the plates, you know. It was like, I felt like all these plates were spinning, and some of them were about to drop, and I was just exhausted going back and forth between all of them. And when I finally found and was really seeking, I've always been a seeker of truth. When I learned about the universal laws, I had gained 30 pounds. I couldn't do my job anymore. I was just completely exhausted. I was dating the wrong kind of guys. I was always like, Julia Roberts says that in Pretty Woman, that she was a bum magnet. That's what I was, like the bad boy magnet. So my life was just out of control. I mean, I reached this level of success and it just wasn't working. And then I just let everything go. And that's when I found the universal laws. And now it's absolutely amazing. I don't even recognize the person that I used to be. I mean, I literally say that I am married to the most kindest, the sweetest, the most considerate, loving, generous man. And the level of home that I feel when I'm with him is just amazing. And, you know, I have these two really great kids that are just cool human beings to be around, and just love them. And, you know, I get to do something where, you know, I had success as a pharmaceutical sales rep and made a lot of success and everything and was making great money, but there was no sense of fulfillment, no sense of purpose. And now every day and everything that I do, I get to live this sense of purpose and do the things that are truly my gifts. And it doesn't feel like work to me. So everything completely changed in my reality by applying the seven essential laws that I wrote about in Quantum Success and in my other books, because I believe that these laws are, they're essential, truly essential to, it's like knowing the rules of the game, you know, and so my life completely changed. And one of the biggest things that I did was I kept shifting all the places that my mind and perspective and beliefs were rooted in limitation and lack. And whenever you are in lack, you feel bad. And that's how you know you're in lack, you know, but whenever you're in abundance, you feel good. And so it's really shifting your perspective from lack to abundance, because not anything is like, nothing is like real. It's not solidified in the sense that, you know, what we believe is not necessarily true. It's just that we believe that. And so then we create that because we create from our beliefs. So every time I changed a limitation about myself or my perspective about, you know, my life or what's possible, things opened up for me. And I've seen thousands of people that I've coached, you know, go from struggling to thriving. And it's not because of me, it's because I teach them and help them apply the universal laws, which is literally how the universe is operating all the time.
I would love for you to give a success example, somebody you coached and worked with who you are able to take them to this internal alignment so their external success truly finally happened.
I have so many that are coming to mind right now, but I have one client that I'll just give an example. When I first started coaching her, she was really unhappy in like every aspect of her life. She was overweight. Her marriage was totally on the rocks. Her husband was about to have an affair, didn't have a physical one yet, but it was starting a emotional one and starting the process. Had two young kids that she was so overworked because she had her own business that wasn't being able to be the mom that she set herself out to be, and financially was about to go bankrupt. So nothing in her life was working. And she started to apply the information, and within months, like started to create a totally different relationship. She now has a very thriving relationship with her husband after 10 years. Her kids are all grown up, but she was able to spend the last 10 years really being present as a mom. let go of the business that wasn't working and created a whole different lifestyle for herself, and now is living in abundance and, you know, has many different businesses that are thriving. So, I mean, just this is just one example. I have example after example of people that turned their life around from health. I had one woman literally that went through our coaching academy, and she saw me online, and I was talking about becoming a coach, and she was bedridden, literally physically could not get out of bed, and started taking the courses and learning about this information on the universal laws from her bed, and now is literally out thriving, like is so healthy and has her own coaching business. And is, I love it. She posts pictures all over Facebook of her and her two boys, you know, traveling to different places. And I mean, that was not even conceivable to her before she found the Quantum Success Coaching Academy, because she was bedridden. And so to see someone thriving in their life in perfect health, and to be able to have the freedom and be able to design their life the way they want it, is just, it's truly remarkable.
Yeah, I love this. And thank you for sharing those stories. Pretty inspiring. You know, one of the things I know in my life about success for me, because I am one of those driven people, I'm not the caffeinated one. I could do a cup and I'm fine, but I am the next thing. And so I have to be very mindful of letting go, frankly. That's my greatest friend if I employ it. And I recently started to open the doors for an anthology book that I'm heading up. I'm going to make it an international bestseller. It's all the stuff I do in my field. And all these authors were coming aboard to write a chapter. And we were moving forward, wonderful people. However, there was one guy who was a pain in the ass, if I were to be honest. Every day I'd open my email and there was something else and something else. It was sort of strange stuff and putting so much work on my plate that really didn't need to be there. So the energy was wonky, you know? And Finally he wrote to me and said, I don't think I can tell my story. You know, it's too big a deal. And it was also a very strange email. My first instinct was like, money, you know, I'm letting go of money. If I let him out of this contract and I need so much money in order for this thing to even work. But I know, right? I know, heart, not head, let it go. Let it go. This is for the best. The universe is saying this guy does not belong in the book. Let it go. Literally 2 days later, I'm in Palm Springs. Boom, an email comes into my box from someone I have never met before who said, I heard about the book. I want in. And I'm like, who are you? I heard you on your radio show. And when I said, why are you doing this? Besides her beautiful, inspirational story, she said, and I felt like this is such a lesson. I learned that when opportunity appears, I say yes and I move.
That's
was like,
beautiful.
Right? That's such grace to come into my space too. She kept saying, I thank God for you and the opportunity you're giving me. And I'm like, honey, it's reciprocal, because she just took the space and place of somebody who would really not have worked out, would have taken the energy for all the authors down. But here is this spectacular new person. And the big component for me was letting go, trusting the universe knew.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's the wisdom to know when do we create and when do we start, you know, moving towards those things? And when is it time, like, when is it time to take the momentum? And when is it time to just align? When is it time to, one of the laws I talk about is detach. Mm-hmm. You know, when is it time to just trust that, you know, saying no to what you don't want in a way of perfect example, huge contrast, someone that's wasting your time, draining you, is like, you know, super high maintenance, to let that person go, not knowing or not understanding, you know, if there was going to be another person, but just let that go and to be able to open up to something even better that's for everybody else's highest. You know, that's wisdom to know, when do you move? When do you stay still? When do you let go? When do you bring in? It's a dance. It's energy. It's everything is energy. And it's like, when we're in tune, we can stay aligned with that. We can then flow with it, because sometimes life will say, okay, you're going this way and you think you're going to continue to go this way, but I'm asking you to take a sharp left turn. And if consciousness, if life wants you to go that sharp left turn and you're resisting it, you're still going straight or going right. You know, it's like that's where the resistance builds up. And then we eventually will let go and go with it. But it's like we could do it so much more gracefully.
Mm. Yeah, as they say, the wisdom to know the difference.
Yes.
Truly is wisdom. And for people who are listening and saying, I love this, but I actually don't have any clarity about what I want to create. Is there a way you know that you could help determine what is some greater clarity somebody can have about what they actually want to create?
I love that you asked this question because, yes, so many of us know what we don't want. We're so accustomed to focusing on what we don't want that we keep getting more of what we don't want. I don't care if it's like, I don't want to lose my keys. I don't want to get caught in traffic. Oh, I don't want to go through a divorce. Oh, I don't want to deal with this person. Oh, I don't want to go to work. You know, we're always focusing on what we don't want. And the clarity of that is, and it's great to actually take a pen and a paper and write these things down. Like even the things that you don't like in your business or you don't like in your career or you don't like about your relationship with money or you don't like in any relationship for that matter, write down those things that are like thorns in your side, the things where you have resistance, the things that you don't feel good about. And next to it, write, okay, what is the opposite of this? You know, I did this like when I left my, I don't know why this story is coming up, but when I left my first husband, who was a really sweet person, but there were so many different qualities that were contrasts for me that I wrote a list of all these things that I didn't enjoy and didn't like. And then I wrote the opposite. So for example, he slept all the time. I was like, I want someone that's got a life force in him. You know, someone that he was unmotivated. I'm like, someone that's motivated and driven and passionate about life. I mean, you get your clarity from the things that you don't want. Use what you don't want as information, as communication to you to be a springboard for what you do want. And then you get to focus on what you do want. And when you're focused on what you do want, that clarity, the life force within you just opens up and it's like all the cells in your body just go, yes, you know, let's go there.
That's so cool. You know, when I used to create dreams, well, I still create dreams, but it used to be more of work, you know, me to map things out, re-engineer, how am I going to create the dream? It's easier now. It's just energy. But back then when I was figuring out all the action steps, one of the things I would do is akin to what you're saying, I would figure out the dream and all the pluses, negatives, or what's going on right now. And I would literally go online and look up the antonym to every word and fill in the other category. And that was, okay, now I see what I want to create. That's what it looks like. That's what it feels like. And just trust those words to carry me forward. And the beautiful rest would fill in.
Yeah, yeah, so beautiful.
I totally get it. And this is so wonderful that you offer and teach this stuff. I think it creates a lot more ease for people because we are creators here to create.
Absolutely. And it's time we stop getting so caught up in all the circumstances and the conditions of our life and thinking that, well, that's the way it is. I'm a victim to these circumstances. I can't change it. I mean, we have literally the divine flowing through us, the creator. We're here, like you said, we're here to create. We love to create. And whenever you feel stuck or that you can't or that you're limited in some way, just know that it's the lower level bound conditioned part of you. It's not the truth of who you are. And that, you know, when you really are feeling like, yes, I want to move towards what I want and I can create this, then you're in alignment. But if you're in the place of I can't or who am I to or I don't even know how or how would I get started or I don't know what to do, any of that, that's very bound, very conditioned personality stuff that is not real. It's not true of who we are. And we can actually shift out of it because if it's been something that we've learned and it's limiting, we can actually know that there is a polar opposite of that. And that is abundance and that's possibilities and that's potentiality.
Abundance, possibilities, and potentiality. Such great words. Well, when we come back, a little more with Christy because we're not done yet, and we'll be finding out more about quantum to success and how to get involved with that, as well as what are the next dreams. You can subscribe to Dare to Dream, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, YouTube, and much more. Be sure, please, to leave a review. It counts, 5-star and what you feel, so other people can join us for this conversation as well. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. You're invited to receive a visibility strategy session. It's a call, and it moves your business forward. The session helps you get clear on what's holding you back and uncover how to better reach your clients. We're accepting applications, so send your interest to daretodreamradio@gmail.com. daretodreamradio@gmail.com. If you feel like Moses wandering around the entrepreneurial desert, imagine how helpful it will be to have a 45-minute call with a visibility media expert. If you're ready to get direction for books, web presence, bestsellers, media, and interviews, get your visibility strategy session today. Put the words visibility strategy session in the subject and email daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific time. You know what? You can be a published best-selling author this year. It's true. I am looking for coaches and healers and writers and consultants who want to write a chapter, and I'm going to take you from author to published. Go to debbied.net/anthology. So many of my author's books have become international bestsellers, and they've been interviewed with great results. So these applications will get full quickly. This unique offer for an anthology includes writing a chapter or be interviewed instead and have your interview transcribed. The book will be launched to international bestseller. All the authors will be interviewed on 3 podcasts. A global press release, a book video trailer, authors featured in Publish magazine. You get to vote and choose between 2 book covers. And your book is professionally edited with marketing copy available also for you. Everything's provided. You want to go to debbied.net/anthology. Remember, there's no E. It's debbied.net/anthology. You can be a published author this year. Get ready to enjoy a successful book experience writing your chapter in I Am Still Here anthology. Gain publicity and visibility. Register today. Go to debbied.net/anthology.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast. I've got Christy Whitman here. She helps you determine with great clarity what kind of success you want to create, who you want to become in the process of creating it, and how to align yourself on every level with that vision. So Christy, I know you've got a gift. I'm actually a little blown away by your gift because I've read your book and I know how great your books are, New York Times bestseller. So just tell us at quantumsuccessbook.com, what will people find? What will they receive?
Absolutely. So I'm going to give everybody a copy of this hardcover book. It's a retail value of $26. I just ask that you take care of the shipping. So you can go there and get the book just for the shipping of, if it's domestic, $7.95, international is $14.95. But I'm going to give you the gift of the book. So when it releases on September 25th, it'll be sent to you in the mail. And there's also a fast start guide that is going to come with it, with a video that's going to get you to start really thinking about what you do want in your life when you go there. And so while you're in the process of waiting for the book, you're going to get me on video just kind of coaching you through this activity sheet that's going to help you get really super clear.
Mm. And for those, I imagine people are going to definitely run to the site, quantumsuccessbook.com, get their free book. That's a great offer. And you are also the CEO and founder of Quantum Success Learning Academy and the Coaching Academy. So this is 12 months, Law of Attraction, and it's a certification program?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Started it 10 years ago in 2008. And I've certified over probably about 4,000 coaches now to be able to impact and help other people learn this information. I think every single human being needs to know this information because it just makes life easier. It makes it more fun and more joyful. It's kind of like, I always say this, Debbie, it's like if you've never seen the game of baseball before, and all of a sudden you walk on a field and someone says, hey, you want to play? And they hand you a bat. And then they say, okay, just hit the ball and then run. And you run to third base. I mean, you know, you're going to be out, right? Mm-hmm. So it just makes sense that before you play a game that you know what the rules are and that you know to run to first, to second. If you hit a home run, you get to run to all the bases. I mean, it just makes sense to know that. And so I like to think of the seven essential laws, which I cover in Quantum Success, as knowing the rules of the game, you know, as knowing the blueprint to the house before you create the house, as the recipe before you go make the cake.
Yes. And
yeah, it just makes sense to know these things because it's how the universe works. I mean, we all know about gravity, right? So it makes sense to not walk off the side of a building because we're going to go splat. So, you know, it's good to know these things. And it doesn't mean that your life's going to be sunshine and rainbows and never have any contrast ever in your life. But when the contrast shows up, you know how to navigate off of it really quickly so that we're not stuck in problems and stuck in the, you know, mire, the muck and the mire of issues and circumstances, and that we're able to really understand our creative power and start utilizing it in the best way for us in our own individual lives. So it's a 12-month certification program, and we teach people how to really learn and apply and process, more importantly, live from these principles.
Mm, fantastic. And I would love to know, for you, what your most important lesson this year has been. In my estimation, I have found in my life that my years tend to have themes. Mm. And, you know, there's certain things that, boom, it's right there in every factor of my life. And it is mine to take on if I choose to. Mission impossible to go through to the other side of. So what for you thus far, Christy, has been your most important lesson to learn or integrate?
That is such a great question, Debbie. And it definitely has to be release, letting go, surrender. I would say definitely surrender. You know, it's one of those things that we talked about. There's alignment and momentum. And a lot of times people can just, you know, I'm a very driven person. I'm very like, okay, what can we do? Let's go. Like, say how, you know, and movement is very easy for me. It's the stillness and the alignment that for me, sometimes it's the letting go of things and the releasing of things that no longer serve and no longer, because they've always worked a certain way, doesn't mean they always do anymore. And so it's recognizing and releasing what's no longer working and having the courage to do that. And, you know, when not knowing what the outcome could possibly be, but that's definitely my theme.
Release and let go. Love yes. it. And then, so what do you do every day, Christy? Is there a ritual? Is there a practice that you use daily that really keeps you in that really peaceful space from which to be you and create?
Yes, absolutely. So first thing I do in the morning is I meditate. So I spend some time just focusing on my breath before my thoughts kind of kick in of, you know, what I need to do and how I need to do it. And, you know, all the things that our minds can, once they get activated, to be able to find that quietness and to be able to follow my breath and be observer of my thoughts instead of getting into my thoughts and letting my thoughts carry me away and doing It's a great way for me to set the energy for my day and to really get into the essence and pre-pave and, you know, kind of intend what I want my day to be like and be able to cultivate that feeling sense within me before even stepping foot outside the day. And a lot of times I'll just sit there and I'll say, I love my life. I love my life. And just get into that gratitude place and look over at my husband and see him sleeping and just feel the gratitude for the man that, you know, I get to spend my life with. And then I go up and I wake up my kids, and while I'm waking them up and cuddling them, just, you know, just being in that space of gratitude and love for my family. So that's how I start my day every day.
And this is Dare to Dream. So what do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
For me, it's really about having this book, Quantum Success, hit millions of people that are in need of this information, that this book will make a huge difference, whether it's, you know, they know about law of attraction and it takes their awareness of law of attraction to the seven essential laws, to those that have never heard about it and are really struggling with their careers and you know, their purpose in life and even finances, to those that are really, you know, like you, you know, that are very well understanding of energy and creation and taking their information and their awareness and consciousness to a whole new level, so that every single person is literally back on the path to knowing their greatness and knowing that the wisdom and the love and the power that's always coming through them to be able to create what they want in their own individual lives, not in comparison to other people, but what they would love to be and have and do, and that this awakens the masses.
And with Awakening, folks, you can go to quantumsuccessbook.com, get your free hardcover copy of the book. You only need to pay for the shipping. What a great deal. And Christy, thank you so much for sharing your brilliance today on Dare to Dream.
Debbie, truly, it's been a pleasure sharing the space with you. And I just thank you so much for your invitation.
I end today's show with this quote from Voltaire. Faith consists in believing when it is beyond the power of reason to believe. Next up on Dare to Dream, I've got Noah St. John coming on, as well as Kimberly Meredith. Next week is Kimberly. She's a trans-channel psychic medium and medical intuitive. And guess what? She's taking calls and doing live healing with listeners. So you're going to want to be here live for that show. Thanks for joining us today. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing out, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it.